The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcoming you to America tonight. You might be making plans for Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps you're stretching a couple days on either end of the holiday. Seems to be the common thing to do for a lot of people. Friday, if nothing else, offices letting out early, even for you third shifters. And then sometimes people not coming back till Tuesday or Wednesday of the following week. So I hope you're making those plans or you have a chance to at least catch your breath. Speaking of catching your breath, California Chrome gets to catch his breath as the Colts gets a big break. The Triple Crown is exciting because it transcends sports and its records, its history. We haven't had a Triple Crown winner since 1978, a horse named Affirm. The mount, the jockey on that horse, Steve Coffin. Now there's a chance that we could see it this time around because California Chrome was using a nasal strip for the six previous wins, which included the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Now, to win the Triple Crown, it would be very odd to not have that horse use the nose strip that it's been using. It's used to it. In a very smart move, the New York officials, who had the ultimate say in this, the racetrack stewards representing the New York State Gaming Commission, the New York Racing Association, and the Jockeys Club, agreed to end the Belmont policy that didn't allow the use of the strips. Phew. What a bunch of dodo brains they would have been, for lack of a better way to describe it at this moment, if they had not allowed the strip, because I really think the owners wouldn't have run California Chrome. And with this much buildup, which they've seen before, but with this much buildup and excitement over an underdog kind of horse, a wild horse with the rock star dreams, Derby and beyond now, from the Derby to the Preakness to the possible Triple Crown at the Belmont, it's just too big of a story, I believe, to have the nasal strips shut it down. Because it doesn't, they say, the nasal strips don't enhance performance. They don't pose a risk to the health or safety of the horse, so they don't need to be regulated. So that is very, very much a breath was let out by the two people that own this horse. If they did a survey, which apparently they did somewhere, of the top 55 trainers, they found that the strips that were worn in about 10,000 races in 2013, and it could be more than that, or maybe that number's a little inflated, but they came about in 1999, and they're very popular. Other events like barrel racing, other things to do with horses, they're pretty big. So here's some quick interesting facts, and then we're going to dive into some of the things that will just make you cringe when I talk about it. But if California Chrome wins the Belmont Stakes, in doing this, it would be the ultimate feat in thoroughbred racing. Of the 38 horses who have won the Derby and the Preakness, only 11 have gone on to win in the Belmont Stakes. That's the longest of the Triple Crown races. So let's see. Bring it on. Let's see if this happens this time around. $10,000 to create this horse. It's just absolutely amazing to me. It defies the normal odds, and everybody likes that underdog feel-good story. This is an underdog feel-good story. Yes, it's a horse. I know. I get it. Somebody asked me one time, because Secretariat was on the list, ESPN did a list of the top 100 athletes, and Secretariat was on the list, and they asked me if I thought it was fair. And while I love horse racing and love the animals, I don't think that the horse should have been on the top 100 athletes. But that's an argument for a different time. You know, here's one that I brought up that I was kind of shut down about when I talked to some health officials, and this MERS patient in Florida, thank goodness, is recovering. But a couple of people were infected, and this is coming out of the Middle East. They say there's no broad risk of this MERS cove infection for the general public and no threat to those traveling to Orlando. The Florida patient isn't a U.S. citizen. And the CDC, according to them, they say he's one of three people in the United States who have been confirmed to have it, which it can be fatal. The first diagnosis that was put out there was an Indiana man who had gone to Saudi Arabia, and he's in the healthcare business. But the Florida and the Indiana cases weren't linked, which is really interesting. And the Illinois guy said he was suffering only mild cold-like symptoms and didn't look for medical care. And there have been 570 confirmed cases of MERS, including 171 deaths, which that's not good. So you don't want to see it spread. But it's this virus, a group of common viruses that's, you know, like the common cold. It attacks the respiratory system, and symptoms can lead to pneumonia or kidney failure. And that part is pretty scary, I think, to think about that. But so far, no cases of MERS have been diagnosed because of a transmission on a plane. Whew. Another big breath. That recycled air in the planes. How many of you listening to me get sick when you go on planes? You're traveling, and maybe you got rest on both sides. Maybe you rested where you were. Maybe you rested before you flew out, and you have a hard time shaking it because who were you sitting next to? What were they eating? What were they doing? Makes a very, very big difference. And that's why I was curious to see what happened with this virus. Coming up on America Tonight, by the numbers, we can count. Sometimes the numbers add up, and sometimes the numbers just don't add up. But we got a whole bunch of them for you. And it's really, really interesting to listen to We Can Count, for sure. I always say America Tonight is like the buzz in the backyard. Well, what are people talking about? The wild California fires, the drought, this MERS that's popping up. Is it something to be concerned about? The AT&T DirecTV dish deal is another thing that's being discussed, too, because what does it mean for you? Do you have DirecTV? Do you wish you could get DirecTV? Do you not have a clear sight for the dish? And if you do have AT&T DirecTV, and this all goes through, this $59 billion deal for AT&T to pick up DirecTV, it just increases the broadband that the company's video presence will have in pay TV, but the mobile part of it too as well. It'll affect about 26 million subscribers who get their service from the cable provider. I think if you have it, it's for a consumer, it's better for you because it means prices aren't going to go up. You're going to have more options, at least in the beginning, for sure. And you might even have, as a customer, a little bit of leverage to just keep on keeping on with what you have. Stay with us. Meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment common basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Driving around in your hometown at some point, running to the grocery store, doing a couple errands, shooting yourself back in your to your crib with whatever it is that you're driving in, you're probably passing billboards that tell you about Mega Millions and Powerball, where they list how much the lottery is up to. And when we say buzz, as soon as it hits like that 100 million mark, usually that's where the buzz begins, not the crazy frenzied type, but where people make the comment, the very common phrase, well, if I win the lottery, well, if I heard this today four times, well, if I win the lottery, I love my job, but if I win the lottery. So Matt Johnson in our mothership keeps a close eye on such things. You know, we have Weekend Count coming up, and it is about the numbers. Matt, what are the numbers for the lottery?
We have the Powerball at 114, and Mega Millions is at 150, and that drawing is Tuesday night, so that's coming up.
Yes, you better get your tickets. Now, do you play? You play the lottery when it gets higher, don't you?
Yeah, I think once the buzz starts building, once it gets close to the 200 million mark, then I'll be more likely to buy a ticket. Being that I really haven't played in a while and I've been alerted that it's $150 million, I'll probably spend the dollar tomorrow night.
Well, you do what I do. You figure, you read these stories that somebody wins and they just got one lottery ticket or two. You don't go crazy and buy 15 lottery tickets thinking.
I don't know. I mean, when I get into like a pool with a lot of people, that's the only time I've ever spent a lot of money on tickets. And it's usually, you know, you spend like $5 or something like that. But normally if it's just myself, I don't think I've ever bought more than 3 tickets for one drawing.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Matt is on his way. When he's on his way home, I'm sure he's going to stop and pick up that ticket. How about you?
And conveniently, the drawing is Tuesday night before the show starts. So there's a chance I might be off tomorrow night.
Nice. You just dump us just like that. Hey, it's been fun. Nice knowing you. Bye. We'll see you. Nathan will step in, or maybe James Graham Cracker will step in.
I'm sure there'll be someone around.
Someone. Who knows? We'll find someone in the studio. Yeah, it is. You know, that's one of those things that even people who don't play, they always say you have to be in it to win it. But it's true. It is a conversation. Lottery makes you think lots of money. The money goes higher, people start to talk about it, and they make those comments. Well, if I win the lottery, if I had a dollar for every time someone said to me, if I win the lottery and what wherever I was, I'd have a pretty good chunk of change, because it's a common, it's just one of those common things that people think in their head and kind of spout out. Speaking of spouting out, this is in the opposite direction. This man is not going to be worried about playing any lotteries, but it just goes to show you when you see what the follow-up is to a crazy story. There was a martial arts instructor who sent a ricin-laced letter to President Obama and to Senator Roger Wicker in Mississippi. He was sentenced to 25 years in jail. 25 years. What are you thinking, James Everett Dushke? Just 41 years old. And so, specifically, he's convicted of possessing the biological agent ricin and subsequently making ricin-laced threatening letters, including one that threatened bodily harm to the President of the United States. So in addition to a 300-month prison sentence, he's got to serve a term of 5 years of supervised release. And he waived his, as part of the agreement, he waived his right to an appeal. It's crazy, and it's, there's got to be more to this story. He sent letters as part of a scheme to frame his rival, a former Elvis impersonator, and that's what it was about. So he gets hot about a rival, decides he's going to do that to frame him, and that's really what it's about. It's not about Obama or Roger Wicker. It's just about getting revenge. Well, who has the last laugh in that one? That's terrible. 25-year sentence for just pure stupidity. And you cannot threaten like that. Can't threaten. And so once that's out there, there is no way to reel it in. There's no way to reel in the chaos either. But that is a long time, because I think, in seeing the story the first time, too, that this guy wasn't out to get the president or Wicker. He was out to blast his rival. And he did, I guess, essentially, when the story first came out, but it didn't last very long, and he was put right back into it. So it didn't have its intended consequence, let's put it that way. It didn't do what it was supposed to do. Here's another thing that has taken on a life of its own. I mean, it's taken on a life of its own. This Boehner decision about immigration. Immigration, which nobody is like the third rail, nobody wants to touch it during the midterm elections. You have to really know your constituents, the base. And Boehner just a week and a half ago, talked about illegal immigration again. one long shot chance to pass immigration reform this summer. And it's the speaker who's stuck between a rock and a hard place, his party's resistance, and his search for a career-defining legacy. Boehner clearly wants to overhaul the immigration system, but to revive the issue, he'll have to untangle some of the entanglements he had during the past year. And then you think of what you're voting on with immigration. And this is a tough one. This is when you have to really know your constituents and who you're going to lose and who you're going to keep. It's a dilemma. Let's put it that way. Boehner hasn't said how Obama could restore trust among the Republicans who are angry and who have watched as he has delayed parts of the health care law without congressional approval and some other things, and then watching how this is unfolding. I don't see any immigration. I don't see it. I don't see a complete immigration overhaul and massive discussion. Yes, in the debates, but beyond the debates, I don't see it. I don't think that'll happen. Boehner leaves the door open for immigration votes this year. Majority Leader Eric Cantor is very critical of Obama, and Cantor would probably not back a reform push before the midterm elections. Don't think he'll do it. They've talked about offering citizenship to illegal immigrants brought into the United States as kids. They've talked about that. And they've talked about kind of the a la carte approach to reform. But see, Cantor has a primary challenge in June, and he denounced what he called the Senate amnesty bill in a speech last week. No do-it-all, you know, or all-or-nothing approach is going to wash. Because of what happens when people are running to stay in office. And it's going to infuriate the people that they're representing in most parts, not all. And maybe the opposite in some of them. Steve King, who talked about policy of the Republican Party in immigration, says an architect of the Senate immigration bill, Senator Charles Schumer, as well, in a floor speech last week referring to the Iowa conservative who opposes any new legislation, said this is what Steve King wants. He wants the House to do nothing. He is winning and America is losing. We're sorting it all out on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We kick things off in this version of We Can Count with this story about El Salvador. They're having problems with the volcano there. They had about 1,000 people who were evacuated from that area around the volcano in the east of the Central American country as kind of a precautionary thing against a possible eruption, because once that happens, that's it. Around 1,400 altogether have been moved from their homes since Sunday because of the jump they're seeing. In one way, how cool is that? In another way, how frightening is that? So the volcano known as San Miguel is about 87 miles east of San Salvador. But they're seeing it bubble up, and that's pretty good sign. Pretty good sign that, whoops, this just might blow. So we better get ourselves away from this before it's too late to retreat. Too late to retreat. How about this story? So sad. Cancer does not discriminate. Whether you are filthy rich or as poor as can be, cancer does not discriminate. And I happen to see this story about pancreatic cancer. We've seen some famous people that have had it, including Patrick Swayze is one who it just ate him alive, it seems, in 6 months. But they say pancreatic cancer is now the number two cause of cancer deaths, the second most common. And it's projected to become worse all the way through till 2030. Overtaking breast and colon cancers. So currently, the top three causes of cancer-related deaths in the United States are lung, colon, and breast cancer. Pancreatic cancer is fourth, but they said it's going to even jump around. Oof. Looking at the numbers, and the numbers, by the way, are from a report from the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, where they're pushing for cancer research in that area. Mm. Awful, because pancreatic and liver cancers, what happens is the change in the body is what they're saying. And they say demographically with the baby boomer generation, think about that, ages 65 and older, who are, of course, at greater risk for cancer in general, that's why they're seeing also the number shoot up. And how do you predict where that's going to head in the future? I don't know. It's pretty tough to do. And it's pretty tough to do with the cancer thing because pancreatic is so deadly anyway. And we knew that, so I don't think it's necessarily a surprise where it sits. I don't think it's a surprise. This is an interesting story about organizing people to all be a part of what became maybe a Guinness Book of World Records kind of thing. Certainly was talked about as that. But enough people were interested that enough people also decided to play along. And what I'm talking about is in looking at social media and where social media is trending, one of the things that has trended is Chipotle in saying flat out, don't bring your guns in our stores. Don't bring your guns here. And this is because of something that happened, but they're asking customers to not be tempted to take in their military-style rifles or any of that. They're saying they have it's traditionally correlated with local laws regarding open and concealed firearms. So when we talk about this, and this is numbers, of course, we can count, the numbers are staggering. And Chipotle says that they've seen this in other places, 10, 15 guns confiscated, at least while they're in the store. The company said it shut down the store out of respect for a community where 20 school children and 6 educators had been sent, and we're talking about Newtown, Connecticut, the fact that you had that massacre and how awful and depressing and sad that was, and how they're not even, they're saying, forget it. We'll just shut it down so we don't have any problems. And they, Chipotle felt like they had to release a statement, so they released one statement. The statement said, there are strong arguments on both sides of the issue. It is hoped that customers who oppose carrying guns in public agree that it is the role of the elected officials and the legislative process to set policy in this area. Basically, we're not advocating, but we are not saying take it away. We are playing it safe. That's what we're doing here. We're playing it safe, so let us play it safe. Yeah, that's pretty cockamamie. There's no straight line in that one. No straight line. That is for sure. And this is interesting. Kim Kardashian, who I could care less about and don't really realize who they are until I saw a picture of her, but Kim Kardashian is planning a big old wedding to Kanye West. What would that wedding look like? I started to think about it when I read that headline. In the world of beyond celebrity with Kim Kardashian, what would that wedding look like to Kanye West? Well, I would think it's got a who's who list of people coming would be number one. And the number is May 24th. That's the nuptials. So the wedding celebration is expected to begin in Paris with dinner. And then they're talking about going to the Eiffel Tower and blah, 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 and a bunch of other things. And here's your other number. Somehow they've scraped together enough friends. They expect in the neighborhood of 300 to 400 people at the wedding. So who are those 300 to 400 people? Well, I suppose Justin's siblings, she would have a whole bunch. And I don't know about Kanye West, how many siblings he has, but there could be a lot of cousins, a lot of other factors thrown in. And they're going to get married in Paris, so that means a travel wedding. And they're doing a reconstruction of a castle built between, here's your numbers again, 2008 and 2011 for some part of the wedding. Ugh, you have to be kidding me. Why did I ever veer in that direction? Why? When you have to ask yourself why, Houston, we have a problem. And the problem is, we don't care about Kim Kardashian. Do you care about Kim Kardashian? I don't think so. I don't think so. And then I saw this brilliant story about saying I do because of partly because of DNA, similar DNA. They say married couples typically have a lot in common, and researchers say they may have that may have extended into their genes. That spouses tend to be similar to people of, you know, equally yoked or whatever it is that people say. That's usually what it is. They have to be more genetically similar than two people chosen off the street at random. So isn't that interesting? You have something genetically connecting you to your spouse. And here's your number. The genetics of 825 people. We're talking about heterosexual married couples comparing 1.7 million potential points of genetic similarity. And the results are unbelievable. Published May 19th in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Genetic similarities. What if you went down the list and you found out, oh, we don't have that many? They say that there's a variation between 40 to 60%. But usually it's not necessarily that big. Whew. I don't know that I would want to know that. Here's all the things you don't have in common. Here's all the things that you're going to struggle with. And Godspeed. Right? Seems more likely to me. Seems much more likely to me. All right, let's wrap this puppy up for this hour of sports. We can count of numbers and throw in a little sports, getting ahead of myself. And the sports that I'm throwing in, and speaking of the numbers, is the Spurs. They did what they had to do against the Thunder. They took game one. Woohoo! You're a Spurs fan. The old guys versus next gen. The old guys so far at this point have it. Stay with us.
Boy. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A handful of minutes left in this hour of America tonight. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. You don't have to wait for just the mailbag. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. When you see martial law being declared in Thailand, and you listen to some of the things that I've said that are happening there, does it make you really think more about the United States and how great it is to live here? Or a little more paranoid that, my goodness, if we saw martial law, people would go nuts and wouldn't know how to handle it. So far, that has not been the case there in Thailand, Bangkok especially, they're doing that. So far, not massive blowback, but military rule is a tricky thing. In some ways, good. In other ways, not. It really looks like a bunch of G.I. Joes are running around. So the country's military chief actually went on television on Tuesday to declare martial law across the country and to reemphasize calm by saying it's not a coup. It's not a coup. And then people wake up and they find out that they're in martial law. And so they see guys with machine guns, AK-47s, that are standing right there ready to go. And they're familiar with coups in Thailand because there's been 18 actual coups, but many more military takeovers too, since Thailand went on its own in 1932. So there's a real anti-government movement. They wear yellow shirts, and they're primarily middle-class members of the one party, the Royalist Party. So what you have at work is typical. You have three different factions, and none of them are agreeing. But in trying to, the line is anyway, in trying to quell problems in Thailand, they're cutting them off at the pass by declaring martial law. And so what does that mean? Martial law means the police are sidelined and they're not responsible for security, and the police in Thailand are seen as heavily supportive of the new, what's coming in to be the new regime anyway. So shirts, the colors all matter, the red, the yellow, they mean something. So martial law, not a surprise, but happening in the takeover of the TV stations. And the army chief warns where the military could be forced to act to end violent protests. They say they're moving towards a bloody clash between the two camps, leaving no choice for the army commander but to try to prevent it. The United States, once again, trying to play the nice guy. But how tough with martial law? And the answer to that is, I think, very, very big. Very, 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 very. I'll say it again, very big. And you see the pictures and you realize narrowly, inviting disaster, but narrowly, and then dismissing it. So as we move along here, and we're plodding along, picture in your mind, we're on a giant cruise ship, and we're almost hitting port. So we're hurling a few things in your direction that you might have missed, including the VA investigating Florida hospitals and lists if they have to find out what the others are doing. They're trying to compare notes and share. What a novel concept. So an audit team sent to the Malcolm Randall, that's the official name, but I've been there several times, VA Medical Center in Gainesville, Florida, discovered a list of patients needing follow-up appointments that was kept on paper instead of the VA's electronic computer system. And I think part of this is going to be that there's going to be arguments and disagreements over what things that have happened and what haven't happened. And the secret waiting list. Did the president even have any inkling of what the secret waiting list was? Was he ever informed of that? Probably not. But the details of the waiting list for veterans, especially Phoenix, because that's where it all popped out, we want to hear those details. The fact that you say at least 40 veterans died in Phoenix waiting for care at the VA is so, so wrong. And delays and schemes and all of this kind of stuff, oof, in a whole bunch of VA hospitals, not good. When you think of the people coming back from Iraq, from Afghanistan, and what they deserve, sorry, they deserve it, opting to go and do what they have to do for a voluntary military, I say bravo to them. And they should be treated with dignity and respect, and they shouldn't have to beg for appointments and wait and wait and wait and wait. And then you hear more things. Somebody gets gangrene in another place waiting for appointments. Somebody else commits suicide waiting for an appointment in another connected to another VA hospital. And it just makes you think that, boy, where does this end? And everybody's digging. So where does it end when it's too far gone? And is it time to start looking for serious alternatives that people might poo-poo at first, but how awful to what's happening now? Lying about their performance, injured or ill veterans not getting the help that they need. Terrible. And this is taxpayer dollars, by the way. So if we're going to use taxpayer dollars, let's make it count. Let's get the most out of it that we can to help the people who frankly need it and who are waiting. And what are they getting in between? What's happening while they're waiting? Here's a follow-up story that we don't want to drop or forget by any stretch. But what's going on with the Russian troops who are still at the Ukrainian border, even though they've got this withdrawal pledge? So they signed the withdrawal pledge. Woohoo! Now, listing's over, right? It's a wrap. And the answer is no. NATO pushing Russia to keep its word and to withdraw troops along the eastern border. They say they see no signs of that, no signs of soldiers returning to their bases. President Putin ordered tens of thousands of troops near the Ukraine border to retain their bases. They say there's no sign of troops withdrawal. Yet the NATO Secretary General, hours later, concerned about it. The Obama administration, skeptical about Putin's order, while Kiev said it's monitoring the area to ensure troops are returning to their permanent bases. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said, "We've heard that promise before and have yet to see any indication that it's been fulfilled." It would be huge if that happened. Putin saying to, you know, talking about withdrawal. So is it going to happen or not? The Ukraine's presidential election couldn't get here fast enough. We've been talking about it forever. Sunday, I mean, talking about the 24th, you know, is scheduled for Sunday. It is critical. Russia and the Ukrainian separatists have to worry about, I guess we have to worry about restraint to ensure it goes off as planned. But this is a big, big presidential election, needless to say, over what we've seen happen in the last couple of months. All right, you know what to do. If you have any thoughts, don't be shy. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.